Hey, guys, I thought we'd take our discussion in a little bit more of a general direction, which is how, as the public figure, you deal with relationships. Morton Anderson, I thought I'd start with you and what you learned in those couple years with Dick Vermeil about how a coach builds trust and how you see that with Jim Mora today.
The way I approach being in the public eye and the way I choose my friends and what have you would just boils down to quality of life, and I try to keep my private life private, and I don't take my home, I don't take my work home with me, and I try to segment those two things. I've been doing that most of my career. Try not to do too many outside things during the season that can distract me. Early on in my career, I did, and I think it was a mistake. I just got sidetracked too much. The focus was lost on football. So now I just really just segment those two things out completely, and I just choose my friends very carefully, with always with one thing in mind, quality of life. But certainly Dick Vermeil and Jim Mora and most of the coaches I've ever had, they preach the same thing, and they preach family on the football team. And I'm old school, Nick, like you are. I agree with some of the statements made by the coaches here in the show, is that, you know, we need more quality guys in the National Football League. We have a lot of them, but there's too much selfishness. And we need more team-oriented people, the football teams, in my opinion.
And also, when you add to it a culture that, with reality television, blurs the lines of public versus private, so that the public, which pays an enormous amount of money to go to a football game, they believe that they have a right to act. They identify Morton Anderson not just with the football team, but with their community. And suddenly, the lines are blurred between what they think is appropriate and what to expect of Morton Anderson on the field and off the field. What to expect of Michael Vick on the field and off the field. Dr. Solomon, you witnessed this in San Diego. Tell us your perspective on, for instance, as you look at LaDainian Tomlinson, how well he handles things so far, and other individuals that have not.
Well, you know, LT is just beloved here in San Diego, not only for the amazing running back he is, but for the class which with he plays and holds himself, how he gives back in the community in an understated way. It's not about bringing attention to himself. It's really about helping other people, and the kind of teammate that he seems to be, always giving, deflecting attention from himself and talking about his teammates, his offensive line. And people really respect that, and it's a breath of fresh air, unfortunately, because as Morton was saying, there's a lot of selfishness in professional athletes, and that's a reflection of the high level of personal insecurity that a lot of elite athletes have, thinking, you know, the only thing they really have to offer is their athletic ability, and nobody would really like them if they weren't a star athlete. And that's why a lot of guys don't do like what Morton was saying, surround themselves with quality people, but instead surround themselves with yes men who try and just make them feel good about themselves, instead of being a good friend, which is about giving positive feedback and being there in the good times, but also giving negative feedback and hanging with somebody when they're having a tough time.